Charcuterie boards have been gaining popularity in recent years. The appetizers presented on a wood or stone board allow for party guests or restaurant goers to sample cheeses, olives, breads, tapenades and other garnishes. Mackenzie Little has turned her love of the smorgasbords into a side venture called St. Oliver. The name pays tribute to her family dog, Ollie. The 21-year-old graphic design student started her charcuterie business more than a year ago after designing flavorful boards for family and friends first. "I'd have people over for dinner and make a board to hone my skills. Then someone suggested I turn it into a moneymaker," she said. Little said through experimentation, she has really figured out what is best to lay in the background first and then moves towards the highest part of the board. She said she always starts with bread, cheese and crackers at the back. Little said her favorite garnishes to sprinkle over her boards are pistachios, pecans, toasted almonds and spreads like hummus or sweet and savory jams. The Cambrian College student who lives in the South End also specializes in much bigger boards called grazing tables. These boards cover the surface area of a table and are designed at the party location. Mackenzie said customers have to provide table dimensions well ahead of time so she can shop accordingly. Little is also a creative director at Great White North Pottery Supply. Having mastered the art of spreading charcuterie foods, she said there is a correlation to pottery as it is its own art form. She has also begun to marry the two art forms together, making pottery trays and plates for the purpose of charcuterie events. April brings the end of another school year. That means Mackenzie will soon have more time to focus on charcuterie over the summer months and work on interesting collaborations with local vendors. Already, she has added yummy macarons from One More Bite Bakery in Coniston to her trays and worked with the Ramsey Floral Company on a Valentine's board that was paired with flower decor. Little said the feedback has been overwhelming, adding she has been well supported by friends and family. She said preparing grazing boards on location is also much more trendy. Little said she has had requests for vegan options, and being a vegetarian herself, she is always open to adding substitutions when necessary. Little has been selling at Sudbury Market in the last year. She said it is a great way for her to synergize with other local vendors and come up with collaborations for the future that will keep customers coming back for more. St. Oliver can be found on Facebook or on Instagram. Anastasia Ryu is a writer in Greater Sudbury. Let's Eat is made possible by our Community Leaders Program.